The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back, everybody. I've got a couple of thoughts for you, a couple of questions for you, rather, that I ask you to think about here this morning. Okay, here's the first question. In a quiet time, quiet prayer, quiet moment, try to ask yourself this question. Where in your life do you hurt? Where in your life do you hurt? Because everybody's hurting. Every last person here in this church, your priest included, we're all hurting from something. We usually do a pretty darn good job of hiding it from ourselves, and an even better job of hiding it from everybody else. And we try to hide it from God, but we can't. Ask yourself that question. Where in my life do I hurt? And here's the second question to ask. Do you want to be well? And the reason why I raise those two questions is because in the scriptures, almost every time before Jesus works a miracle, he asks one or both of those questions. Where do you hurt? And do you want to be well? And the value of this tiny little gospel that we just heard is that it shows us what it takes to be made well. But take warning, it's very, very challenging. Tiny little gospel, the story of the stilling of the storm on the sea. And what I ask you to focus on this morning is the first line in the gospel. Jesus gets into a boat and his disciples follow him. Now most people hear that line and they just throw it away, right? In one ear and out the other. But stop and think about it. That's a very important line. Jesus got into a boat and his disciples followed him. Jesus is leading his apostles into this storm. Jesus is omniscient. He's God. He knows that a storm is coming. He deliberately leads his apostles into this storm. Why? So that he can bring them to the point where they realize that their only peace is in him. So they get into a boat, and suddenly the boat is swamped by waves, and the apostles turn to the Lord, and they say, "Lord, save us, we're perishing." And in the original Greek, it's even a more blunt and direct statement. They just say three words. They say, "Lord, save, helpless." Now that's a prayer. Do you pray like that? See, most people don't pray like that. Most people, they go to pray, they say, "Lord, I'm doing pretty well. You know, I could use a little bit of help. Maybe you can tweak this or tweak that for me." God's not interested in a prayer like that. This is a prayer from the heart, and he wants to bring you to the point where you too say, "Lord, save me. I am helpless on my own." What do you get for praying like that? Unshakable peace. Peace that no one can touch, that no circumstance can upset. You might get a little bit miffed. You know, story of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, founder of the Jesuit order. Somebody once asked him, "You know, Father, you're always so peaceful. Is there anything that could upset you?" And he said, "You know, if the Pope were to suppress my Jesuit order, I'd get upset. But I think in 10, 15 minutes, I'd probably be okay again." You get a little bit miffed, right? But we all want peace like that. Why don't we have it? One word. Ego. As long as your ego's on the throne, God is not. As long as you're relying on yourself, you're not relying on God. So what does God do? Very often, he leads us right into a storm. Because sometimes the only way that he can get into your heart is when it's broken. It's a crack in your armor. It finally lets him get into your life and rule. And when he does for your life what he does for these apostles here on this storm. He brings it with the calm of his own presence. But take warning. That ego is a stubborn donkey. I used to be in the missions a long time ago. I was in the missions in Haiti. And up in the hill country in Haiti, they don't have a whole lot of motored vehicles. They have donkeys. So came up a time once I had to move a donkey. And you've heard about a stubborn donkey. You ever tried to move a donkey? My goodness. It's like their feet are anchored in concrete. You pull that donkey, he doesn't move. You get behind that donkey, you push that donkey, he doesn't budge. All the kids in the village, they're all laughing at me for trying. Reminds me of the quote from St. Jose Maria Escriva. Said, your ego is a stubborn ass. And that is why he allows a storm to come into your presence so that you too can come to the point where you will pray, Lord, save helpless. No one in your life has ever proven himself to be more reliable than Jesus Christ. No one in your life has ever proven yourself to be more trustworthy than Jesus Christ. That's why he's not asking for your cooperation. He's asking for your surrender. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do just that. Saint Irenaeus, pray for us.